brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us, we're into the third hour. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And wow, what a show. We've been talking about secret poison in your food, the GMO. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to stay with us for the next few minutes. And then we'll be joined by Ted Anderson in about 7 minutes. And check this out. This news is just breaking. Yahoo News says that the drought has been so bad in the Midwest that corn is super expensive and in short supply. So these farmers are feeding their cows this candy. Now, Anthony, you brought this to my attention last night, and I was just shocked. I could not believe they're feeding their cows marshmallows and Fruit Loops and gummy bears. Is this for real? I mean, is this what it's come down to now? We're feeding cows candy?
This is reality. And for the very same reasons that we would never eat it, they're feeding it to cows. It says here that they're feeding it to them because of the high sugar content and no real nutritional value. So they actually want no nutritional value and high sugar content to make sure the cows get really, really fat, really yeah. huge. And, of course, they're also going to get super sick and get cancer and die during the same time. So they have to make sure they get them fat as possible so they can kill them as quick as possible so they don't actually die on them.
Well, the cancer tumors add to the raw beef weight, don't they?
I mean, well, apparently
the carcass weight. Well, the extra tumors, it gives them a little more payback for raising the cow, doesn't it? I mean, I'm joking,
right.
But
of course.
But
of course.
I would hope that a USDA inspector would see a large tumor and say no to that carcass, but, I mean, you never know. Everything's crazy these days.
Well, apparently it's okay to feed them, quote, cookies, gummy worms, chocolate, Fruit Loops, and candies instead of any grain or corn, which is bad at the beginning. But so now not only do they have an excessive amount of antibiotics, which 2 days ago were admitted to be harming human health. I mean, everyone knows about it. It's been admitted a bunch of times, but a big story said that. Artificial hormones such as Monsanto's cloned RBGH, which how they make that is they clone genetically modified material and string it together and inject it into the cow. Sounds really good.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a pandemic of diabetic cows now. Is what's going to happen. And then I think the CDC is going to announce there's a new pandemic of diabetic cows. And, well, the drug companies are going to have bovine diabetes drugs approved by the USDA. And we're going to have veterinarians running around all the cow fields now treating cows and charging $100,000 for each cow to treat them for diabetes. What do you think about that?
But watch them apply it to humans, too, just like this cancer drug they were researching, right? This is hilarious. Everyone needs to listen to this. They were researching a cancer drug and found that it accidentally made men sterile, so now they're reintroducing it as a birth control drug for men.
It never ends, Anthony. It just never ends, man.
I can't even talk about it sometimes. But so now that the cattle won't just have these antibiotics, growth hormones, GMOs from corn, everything like that. But here are just some of the ingredients that they're now going to be eating in this new medley of candy. High fructose corn syrup, which, as Alex always talks about on InfoWars.com and on the radio show, contains mercury, admitted by the Washington Post, if you just Google that.
Right.
MSG, hydrogenated oils, pesticides, herbicides, like Monsanto's Roundup, insecticides, artificial flavorings, artificial colorings, artificial sweeteners like aspartame. So not only are you going to get the whole dose of GMOs, but now you're going to get some mercury and some high fructose corn syrup in there as well. And then, of course, assuming you're eating conventional meat, you can avoid this by eating organic or avoiding meat altogether. You should eat organic everything. But really, this is what these people are going to be eating now. It's going to be even worse. And the cows are going to get even sicker, and it's going to be even more detrimental to human health.
I just don't get it, man. What kind of farmer thinks, well, my cow is hungry, let's find some gummy bears?
Well, I'll tell you. It says right here.
We're out of time, man.
All right.
I want to thank you for joining us today, though. And, folks, if you want to learn more about Anthony's website, it's naturalsociety.com. Anthony, great analysis today. Thanks for sharing the email with us in particular.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on. All right, coming up next after this break, Ted Anderson joins us for more news about counterfeit gold. It's worse than you think. Details on the other side of this break on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it is Monday. Thanks for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex Jones today. And wow, what a fascinating show we've already had talking about GMO and other issues. We've got more news coming up, and in this hour, in fact, we're going to be covering the strategies for protecting yourself from radiation, as well as strategies for protecting yourself from the excitotoxin known as MSG. I'll also talk about some of the hidden sources of those excitotoxins. Plus, I'm going to take your calls. So calls about just about any topic you'd like. The number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get to those calls in the next segment. And I welcome calls on just about any subject that you'd like to chat about. So now in this segment, Ted Anderson, of course, founder of Genesis. He is joining us now. And Ted has an update about not only gold prices and gold trends, but also, of course, the, well, maybe you could call it a pandemic of counterfeit gold. It's been counterfeited, and the tungsten counterfeits are popping up everywhere. This is a huge scandal. Ted, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me up, Mike, and it's good to hear from you as well. I can tell you, let's start with the spots on gold, and then we'll get into the counterfeiting. Right now, gold is at $1,763.40. Silver's at $3,401. We've seen $1,768, and we've seen $3,434 on silver. With the counterfeiting issue, I mean, the problem is that tungsten has the same density and weight as gold. In other words, if you have the same size tungsten bar as you would a piece of gold, they would look the same in as far as the size is concerned. They would fit in that particular era. But so you can put tungsten inside of a gold bar and not have to change the size of the gold bar in order to achieve the weight. Now, so you have to be very careful of this. I mean, one of the main things is probably stay away from Craigslist and eBay when buying gold, just for this reason, because once you buy it, it's yours, and you're not going to if you end up with a tungsten bar, you have no one to go back to. So right. you just have to be careful with this particular type of market. You're right, it is showing up in New York City. We've seen bars show up in London and also some other foreign markets as well. And it's a big enough issue for people to be concerned.
Is this just malicious operators who are drilling out the bars and keeping the inner gold, filling them back with tungsten and selling them off? Or is there some kind of a larger, agenda to flood the gold supply with tungsten and thereby drive down the price of gold?
Well, I mean, there is a leverage benefit, I guess, if you will. If you have more bars of gold stored on hand, like if you were a central bank and you wanted to lease gold into the marketplace to suppress the price of gold, which is a practice that has been going on for years in the central banks, to have more gold to lease would bring down the cost of leasing gold, and therefore more people in the futures market can sell short. I can tell you there's been some involvement with that. Not necessarily with the tungsten, but for those of you who would like to understand more about that, GATA covers it very well, GATA.org. They've had lawsuits about the manipulations of gold prices. And of course, if you have more gold bars, tungsten-filled gold bars, usually the gold never gets into the hand of the end user. It's just futures contract paper shuffling, if you will. So if you can increase the supply of gold by adding tungsten to the center of it, that would have an effect on that. How that play comes out and whether or not there's a conspiracy by the central banks of this world, we have yet to prove. Of course, they don't want to even admit to trying to manipulate the markets. However, their own memos and so on and so forth, litigation shows that that is the case that's been going on, and that's why we have GATA and their litigation. The thing about it is, Mike, is you just simply have to be careful. Tungsten is a very hard metal. Gold is very soft. It's not hard to tell the difference color-wise because tungsten is gray, gold is gold. For the individual, if you're in question as to what you might have, you can have an ultrasound to see what's in the center of that bar, and you'll be able to detect the tungsten. In addition to this, if you feel that concerned about it, you can actually take a drill and drill into it. And because you're dealing with gold, it can be smelted back into a bar again at any time and turn, and used for trade. You do lose a little bit of a premium because now that bar has a hole in it. You have to smelt it off. You'll get about 95% of the spot price. But the main thing about it is Mike, you just deal with a very reputable dealer, somebody you can trust.
Well, that's the main thing. Make sure you know where you're getting your gold. And, of course, Ted Anderson is the founder of Midas Resources, the website MidasResources.com. And that's where, really, I think most InfoWars listeners go to get their gold and silver and other precious metal coins. And the number, of course, is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I'm a customer of Midas. I actually made a purchase there about a year ago, got good service, and really appreciate what your team is doing there. Ted, what are you hearing from callers right now? Is there a lot of excitement about gold finally trending upward again, or are people concerned? What's going on?
You got to realize this summer was fairly slow for gold, so people backed away from it. There was actually some fear, and some people actually selling off their portfolios, figuring that gold would be going down. You know, I tried to convince people. It's like, the reasons for owning gold are still there. We still have an economic meltdown going on in Europe. Our debt in the United States is out of this world, and we're consuming about 45% of GDP just to service interest on debt when you consider the off-budget debt as well as the on-budget. So what's going to happen? Interest rates go up. I mean, obviously, it's going to create an even larger burden on the people of the United States, and you're going to see more printing going on in Washington, D.C., and diluting of the money, just like we have been seeing in the past. So there's a lot of good reasons to be getting into gold. One of the reasons why Alex and I were talking about what can we offer the people that are listening to the show that would actually educate them and get them up to speed on what's going on economically. And what we came up with is the American Dream video, his the Obama deception, and also Joe Plummer's book, Dishonest Money, which is a very abbreviated version of the Creature from Jekyll Island, but it really does delve into how money comes into existence, why we continue to see the printing press run, and why Washington behaves the way that they do. And we sell that with two silver dollars, and we're delivering the whole package right now for $72 per package, and wow. That gets people a couple silver dollars of videos and the book. So
yeah, that's a great deal, folks. This is the lost leader that Alex often describes, and today it's $72. That price will no doubt be higher in another week or so. I mean, you have to alter that price. I remember, you know, it was $60-something a couple weeks ago. You changed that according to the market, right?
Yeah, it has to go up because the price of silver is going up. When I priced the silver dollars at $63, you got to realize silver was at $26 at that time.
Right.
Right now we're looking at $34 silver. What do you think is going to happen in the future? We're in the fall. We have lots of problems. Right now, Germany is expected to go into recession, and they're the ones that have been bailing out Greece. Well, who's going to bail out Germany? The printing press is going to bail out Germany, and we're going to be on the hook because the Fed is tied into the European Union.
Well, I mean, plus we've got QE Unlimited. Now going on $85 billion a month for how many months? Nobody knows.
Right, exactly. And Ben Bernanke no longer has to bring it up anymore, too. He can increase quantitative easing or decrease quantitative easing. He doesn't even have to talk about it. There's not going to be a whole new announcement. We have QE2 on steroids. QE3 is here. And as long as we have the problems that we have, they're going to go to the printing press, and it's going to come right directly out of the value of our currency.
Incredible.
And that's why gold and silver goes up. So,
all right. Well, thanks for the update, Ted. It's always great talking to you. The phone number, folks, is 1-800-686-2237 to take advantage of that combo offer of the two silver coins, the film, the two films and a book, or two books and a film.
American Dream. One book, two films.
$2
There you go.
There we go. And a partridge in a pear tree. He'll throw that in for you. Thank you, Ted. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well.
All right. Take that information seriously, folks. Gold and silver is what's going to be around when the fiat currency money system is no longer around. And so that's why I always appreciate Ted dropping in to give us an update on the situation. Gold continues to trend upward. Now, we do have some calls on the line. We're going to go to them in just a minute. But want to encourage callers, if you've got questions for me or things that are on your mind, call us now at 1-800-259-9231. And I am going to get to what I promised, some strategies for protecting yourself from radiation poisoning and MSG. We'll cover those in the next segment. A couple more headlines here real quick. More Americans now commit suicide than are killed in car crashes as a miserable economy takes its toll. This is the story from Daily Mail from out of the UK. Suicide is the cause of more deaths than car crashes. And, of course, you always have to wonder, too, what's the link to the psychiatric drugs, the antidepressants that have suicidal thoughts and violent thoughts as one of their side effects. But clearly the economy has something to do with this as well. We see crime on the rise. Counterfeit gold, as Ted just talked about. We see that on the rise as well. UK hospitals are on the verge of collapse as socialized medicine fails. This is a Natural News article. And this just shows, hey, that socialized medicine system doesn't work long term. Patients aren't any healthier. It just gets more and more expensive until the drug companies loot the entire economy. And here's a story out of RT. Public health officials on alert after new virus detected. Well, this could just be a scare story from the World Health Organization. They say they're on alert after two confirmed cases of a new virus in the same family as SARS. So it's like SARS part two coming back to haunt us over and over again, just like in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. It's the WHO SARS Massacre sequel. Part two, part three, part four. They're going to keep scaring us until we all go get vaccinated and decide to kill ourselves with GMO. That's the plan. All right. Enough on that. We're going to take some phone calls. We've got Lars and Peter, John, Harry, Dave, all straight ahead. Thank you. We're going to take your calls when we come back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Those calls and much more straight ahead.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're back. in the home stretch here. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Hey, it's good to be back. I've been on kind of a, well, it was supposed to be a break. I was supposed to do some fasting, and that didn't happen. I ended up working on all these other projects, which will be launching soon. But anyway, it's great to be back. Thank you for, thanks to Alex for having me on, and thank you, the listeners, for supporting me with all your positive comments. I do enjoy bringing you this news and bringing you some interesting perspective. But let's get to something even more interesting now. Let's take some calls. Do we dare? I love taking calls because the callers are so well-informed, and also you never know what you're going to get. So let's do that right now. We've got Lars in Denmark on the line with us. Lars, you're live on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Adam. I just want to make a quick comment before I have a question about tangerine. The comment is that, you know, here in Denmark, of course, InfoWars is not as big as it is in the States. But I just started a new job a few weeks ago. And out of four guys working there, one of them was also a regular listener.
Great.
That was quite awesome to find out that, you know, even in a small country like Denmark with, what, 5.5 million people, there's quite a few people who listen. So,
just, well, it's a global reach, and it's getting bigger every single day. Do you have another question, Lars?
That's exactly right, yeah. I have a question about, because I we tried some tangerine from Ingevity.
Yes.
And a family member had a problem after having a gallbladder removed, which we probably shouldn't have done, but now it's out, so we can't do anything about it. But this tangerine actually helped. I took some, and I felt a lot of energy, and my 70-year-old mother started skipping her noon naps. She felt a lot of energy, too. And we used it all up and ordered another one. And it got caught in the customs department.
Of course.
They wanted to check it. You know, you can make your own decisions here in Denmark, of course.
Right.
They stopped it because of this glucosamine, which is apparently allowed in Europe. You can take it, of course. They you know, they admit it's good for you, but if you import it from the States, then you can't.
Well, Lars, the bottom line is that the European Union, especially, is so strict on restricting your right to nutritional supplements. It is a tragedy of health. And some of the countries, you can't even get vitamin C shipped into the country without it getting seized, and then you have to pay big fines or just you lose it. It gets confiscated. But thank you for your call, Lars. And also, I do want to mention, for those who have their gallbladders removed, remember, doctors typically don't tell you that the gallbladder has a role in your digestion. Specifically, if you eat dietary fats and you have your gallbladder removed, then you're not going to be able to digest those fats as easily. You need to supplement with some enzymes that can help digest fats. That's part of the role of the gallbladder. Hey, you can't just take organs out of the body and not think something's going to happen, right? So do your homework, get informed. If a doctor wants to remove something from your body, like your gallbladder or a kidney or something, you know, learn what that does, huh? Kind of a good idea. So thank you for your call, though. Good information. Let's go to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. What's your comment or question?
A few days ago, or last week, I think it was, you had a report with the man from eFoods on the food crisis, and I just wanted to update it. In 1966, Western Islands, which was the publishing arm of the John Birch Society at that time, published a book called Ill Fares the Land, The Famine Planned for America by Dan P. Van Gorder.
Hmm.
Now, that's almost 50 years ago. And at that time, it was started with the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933. They didn't get too far. Basically, what they did was they falsely reported that we were having surpluses. And they did that because the production was going up then, but it was dropping on a per capita basis, and they were importing more and more food. And then they fiddled a little bit with the statistics.
So you're saying that this has been an ongoing agenda for decades then?
And the interesting thing is the Agricultural Department was run by Henry Wallace Jr., who was a communist, and and ran against Truman in 1948, claiming that the problem is not the communists, but the communist issue. Now, in the Department of Agriculture...
Hey, Peter, we got to go to break, but I appreciate your call. That's a really good point. Sorry to cut you off there. We got to take a hard break here, but we'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls and more information straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Segment here. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Let me share this with you before we continue with calls. I promise to give you some information about how to protect yourself from MSG, monosodium glutamate. Now, MSG is an excitotoxin. That's how Dr. Russell Blaylock describes it. He's a neurosurgeon who's an expert in this area. In fact, he's been a guest on this show many times. MSG is found in all kinds of foods, and they hide it using other ingredients, such as yeast extract. So remember that ingredient, okay? Yeast extract. That contains up to about 14% free glutamate, which is a taste enhancer, a chemical taste enhancer. Now, there's a new study, and this study is fascinating in that it offers a possible solution to protecting yourself from MSG. And I think, let's see, It's called combined treatment with capsaicin and resveratrol enhances neuroprotection against glutamate-induced toxicity in mouse cerebral cortical neurons. In layman's terms, what it means is that they tested glutamate toxicity on the neurons, the brains of mice, and they found that these two substances offer some protection. This is good news, and this is breaking right here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm not aware of anybody else who has covered this, but it means that you can take resveratrol, which has been called a miracle molecule by scientists, and that resveratrol holds real promise for protecting you from the toxic effects of MSG. It's kind of a defensive shield. Now, this hasn't been tested on humans to see if it reduces neurotoxicity of MSG, so some of this is just conjecture, but it has real promise there, and resveratrol has so many benefits for heart health and longevity that I would recommend resveratrol anyway. And that, of course, resveratrol is the molecule that's often famously found in red wine. It's in grapes, especially organic grapes, because this molecule, resveratrol, is produced by the grape plant in response to a fungal infection. So you got to go for organic grapes, you get high resveratrol, and it may protect you from the toxic effects of MSG. And capsaicin may also protect you, although that one, you know, that's a hot pepper. So that intuitively it would seem like that would make the problem worse. But in fact, the study showed it had a neuroprotective effect. That's very interesting science. Now, in addition to that, I promised to share some thoughts with you on protection from radiation. This is a big deal because of Fukushima, but not just that. We've got the possible future radiation problems. What if nuke power plants across the USA go into meltdown? What if there is a high-altitude EMP weapon detonated over America, for example, takes out the power grid? And it wouldn't be long before some nuclear power facilities start to go into meltdown like they did in Fukushima. What are you going to do then? Well, here are some foods that can help protect you from radiation. And I really want to encourage you to eat these on a regular basis. They're also really healthy for other reasons. Miso is a traditional Japanese food, a soup base. It offers protection from radiation. Probiotics are also very good. Chlorella is a superfood, a microalgae, chlorella. Iodine, of course, as you know, offers protection to the thyroid, which is why the government even recommends potassium iodide pills for protection from radiation poisoning. But you can find iodine in seaweed. So if you can work some seaweed into your diet, now, me being a guy from the Midwest, I think that sounds crazy. How am I going to work seaweed into my diet? Well, sushi is the easiest way. The nori sheets that the sushi is rolled in, they actually help protect you from radiation poisoning, believe it or not. And also there are internal clays. So some clay that's actually used for detox, you actually ingest the clay. And clay absorbs a lot of toxic elements, not just radiological, but also chemical, and can help clean those out of your body. But always when you ingest something like clay, please do it under the supervision of a naturopathic physician. Don't just go winging it on this stuff. Get some good information. Read natural health websites and get informed so you know what you're doing. But anyway, those are the protections against radiation and MSG. Now, let's go to the calls, and I hope we have a caller who's going to call about this. New York City schools giving out morning after pills to young students without telling their parents, really. Hope we have a caller on that. John from Washington. John, you're on the air. What's on your mind, man?
Well, what's on my mind is Monsanto gummy worms and hogs.
There you go. Yeah, sounds like a great buffet.
I want to tell you that I'm a retired ornamental horticulturalist of 21 years, and some of my renewal classes are continuing ongoing education. We took herbicide and pesticide courses, and I know you'll be really surprised about this, but they had these little junior VPs from Monsanto that actually taught the class.
Wow.
And the guy came up there, and it was his practice. He was well known for this, that at the beginning of every year with the new class, he would take a bottle of Roundup, pop the cap on it, pull the metal seal off to prove that it was, hadn't been tampered with, and pour a one-ounce shot shot glass full and throw it back and drink it. And this was done to as an example to us as to how safe it was. He taught us how safe it was.
No,
and this is basically the way they taught the class back then. And as a result, years later, at the age of 46, I found out that I had atrazine, malathion, and a number of other chemicals in my bone marrow, and spent 2 years trying to get that flushed out and fixed up. So
wow.
this was the misinformation and disinformation campaign that Monsanto has been foisting on people for all this time.
Well, that's incredible that they infiltrated the education process. I wonder what happened to that guy that was claiming to be chugging shot glasses of Roundup. Any word?
Today. I would love to see him today.
He's probably dead.
But I had so many problems approaching the time when I retired because, and now I've got everything from skin problems, problems with my nails. I lost my right eye.
Jeez.
And this was all from chemical poisoning. The second thing I want to talk about was that I noticed that you mentioned that deal about feeding the gummy worms to the cattle and
right.
such. But there might be a slightly different perspective on that that you might consider. And I have a friend that's in Indiana. Spoke with him, a couple weeks ago. And he said that 70% of the corn crop has failed out in the Midwest and in, you know, the corn production areas.
That's right.
And that the 30% that's left over is got a government mandate. They're using it to make ethanol. Well, the cost of corn is so expensive now that using ethanol, which was supposed to lower the cost of gas, is actually making the cost of gas go up because they're using that 30% of the corn that they do have to make ethanol.
So we're putting our food in our gas tanks, and then we're feeding our cows candy, and then we're injecting little girls with birth control in school, and we're all eating poison GMOs, and this is all called normal? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, what he told me was that guys are going from Indiana up into the northeast area where they have all the Oreo factories and the candy manufacturers and so forth. I guess they're concentrated up there. At any rate, he said that they don't. It's not that they want to feed this crap to their cows and their pigs. The fact is they don't have anything to feed to them.
So yeah, I get that.
They're going up there and getting tractor trailer truckloads of Oreo crumbs, like you said, gummy bears, cereals, floor sweepings, the stuff they clean out of the equipment that they make these products with, and bringing that back to feed to the animals, not necessarily to fatten them faster, but just to keep them alive to start with so they don't lose their stock, and because it's got so much corn syrup in it that he says that they're getting at least a small fraction of the nutrition out of the corn, which I argued with him about it, but
right,
the point
right.
is well taken.
But wow, well that's great information, John. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for your call. I mean, hey, I guess in another month, the ranchers, and by the way, I feel for the ranchers. We went through a bad situation here in Central Texas last summer with the fires and the drought here, and ranchers were in a tough situation, but maybe in the Midwest, they can take their cows trick-or-treating and just eat up all the candy that are given out by the households. It might take a while to unwrap all those little gummy bear packages, though, wouldn't it? It's just insane, man. It's insane. We're feeding the cows this food with artificial color in it, this candy. It's not, you almost can't call it food. But good points, John. I'm really glad you shared all that with us. Let's go to another caller, Harry in Pennsylvania. Harry, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'd like to know if canola oil is a GE type of food, and should we avoid it?
Most canola oil is genetically engineered, yes, but not all. And hence the need for labeling. Wouldn't you like to know the difference if you're at the store and you're buying canola oil? Wouldn't you like it to say either no GMOs or yes, it contains GMOs, so you can make a decision? But yeah, a lot of canola is genetically engineered, and it's used throughout most salad dressings that you buy at the grocery store, another form of hidden of food ingredients that you don't know what they are. And, of course, canola oil used to be called rape seed oil before they changed the name for marketing reasons. What do you think about that?
Well, Mike, you're right. In fact, I found out also that even if something says sugar, you have to call and ask them if it is 100% cane sugar or also contains
beet sugar.
Beet sugar. And if it contains beet sugar, are the beets GMO? So you can't be safe by it saying sugar.
You are exactly right, sir. Good point. You're educated, man. I love it. The GMO beets were planted for quite some time. I don't think they're allowed to plant them this year. We should check with Jeffrey Smith on that fact-checking. But they're definitely pushing for GMO sugar beets to be allowed again. And they want everything to be GMO. That's what they want. Everything. Everything GMO. So thank you for your call. Very good points there, Harry. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for all your great work on the healthy foods. I got a question about synthetic vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
I'm purchasing the longevity products, and my sister also works in supplemental vitamins, and she was telling me that some of this stuff has acetate, palatate, or isolate in it. And could you tell us if that synthetic stuff is bad for you or if it's actually good for you? And about HCL.
Okay, well, in my view, I always prefer to get nutrients from food, and I love food-based nutrition. The Longevity product is a great supplement, especially for those who have been nutritionally deficient for a long period of time, and there is benefit to them. But I personally like to get food-based nutrients from superfoods and things like that. One of the great benefits of Longevity, by the way, though, is the minerals, the mineral elements that are in it. A lot of elements that you normally aren't going to get the trace minerals from. And I know some people have criticized that there are trace levels of some light metals in there, but the level is so trace. Look, people, you got to understand it's the dose that is either the benefit or the poison. I mean, I exposed a product last year, a detox product that was 1,000 parts per million of aluminum, and it was dissolved in sulfuric acid, and people were drinking that and taking that, and I said, that's insane, that can't be safe. But if you're getting, you know, if you're getting a small amount of aluminum in a natural matrix that's full of all the other elements, that's actually perfectly safe. And as I understand it, those elements are from plants. So in my view, I would prefer to get vitamins from plant and whole food forms. And so there are lots of choices for that. I don't know everything about Longevity products, but I'm sure someone else here will be able to answer those questions in more detail. Does that help?
Well, yeah, great answer. How about the HCL?
Well, it depends on the source. Sometimes the source for HCL can be from animals, which I wouldn't necessarily want to take. I'm not familiar with what source is being used in Longevity. I apologize. I haven't gone, you know, line by line on that product to know exactly what's in it. But, you know, the results speak for themselves. That's for sure. I mean, people here in the office get fantastic results on the product. I'm not affiliated with the company, and I don't, you know, I don't promote it or sell it. So I'm sort of an independent point of view on that. But you can't argue with the results. A lot of people are getting benefits from it. No question about that.
Okay. I was thinking of growing organic food on my property. I'm a retired military member, and I was just wondering, what do you think about the government's rules about home farming and stuff?
Well, I'm a little freaked out by some of their rules. They're trying to criminalize farming and home gardening, and we've seen the attacks on Julie Bass in Oak Park, Michigan, for example. The woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, whose garden was destroyed by the local authorities. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food. Now, and remember, your first question was about really where should you get your nutrients? Ideally, and I've always said this, and I will continue to say this, even if I promote a supplement, you should always get your nutrients first choice from food that you grow yourself. Supplementation is always the backup plan. It's always the next best choice. But it's so much better to get it from supplementation than to try to just eat the standard diet, which is nutrient depleted. So remember, real food that you grow at home is always, always, always your number one choice of live nutrition. Supplementation is always just the second backup plan to bring you the things that you can't grow because of time or because of soils or climate or whatever the case may be. Does that help answer your question?
Very much so. Amen, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your questions. Really appreciate that. All right, let's go to Pat in California. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to make two quick points. In regards to GMO, I want people to remember, if they remember the situation with the bee populations dying off, they found out 10 years ago in France, the farmers did tests on certain pesticides, and they realized that the bees were dying off when they were exposed to these pesticides. Well, it's interesting because it was even in the New York Times March of this year. I asked people to look. I was surprised it was in the New York Times because they're so corporatist. But it says two studies point to common pesticides as a culprit in declining bee colonies.
Yeah.
And I want to tie that to GMOs because it's the same thing. You know how for years they always told us, yeah, pesticides are fine, they're safe, don't worry about it. And, you know, and we know without bees, our plants, nothing will grow.
That's right.
I mean, that's what we have to realize how devastating this is. But the pesticide industry keeps pumping money into our politicians.
Well, you're right, Pat. The common thread here is that we're always lied to by these so-called corporate scientists. They lie about pesticides. They lied about DDT. They lied about big tobacco. And by the way, the really toxic stuff in the cigarettes is not the tobacco. It's all the chemical additives that they put in there. Just smoking actual tobacco isn't nearly as bad for you as all the other things. But they lied to us about all that science over the years. And you're right. You're right to ask, Pat, are they lying to us again about GMO? We think they are. Are they lying to us about pesticides? Are they putting at risk the entire human race? Because as you hinted there, if the pollinators are destroyed, then we're history. About a third of all our food is pollinated by honeybees. If they don't make it, we don't make it. It's a big deal. I appreciate your question, Pat. Very good question. We're going to break. We'll be right back after this. So stay with us. A few more calls straight ahead.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Look at you.
love taking calls. But our callers are so informed here. The listeners to the Alex Jones Show are just really the most informed listeners on all subjects. I mean, you know, the economy, politics, and now health and GMOs more and more. I'm so happy that Alex has been covering that in the last couple of years at an increased pace. I remember, I guess, about 4 years ago or so, Alex wasn't really covering that much in the realm of health. But he's really covered more and more of it, and aspartame and the genetic engineering of how aspartame is created. It's exciting because, as I've said on this show, we got to support nutrition for patriots, folks. We who believe in the Constitution, who believe in this republic, who believe in the American people and the ingenuity and the innovation that made us a great nation and can restore this great nation, we've got to be healthy. You know, I'm famous for showing this this jar. I always have a jar of superfoods here every time because this is what I eat and drink every day. This one is avocado with a bunch of superfoods in it. My own little cacao, that's chocolate for you, recipe, chocolate, avocado, you name it. It's food-based. Like that caller just asked, should you take vitamins or should you get nutrition from food? Well, for me, it's both. I get a lot of my nutrition from food, and then I supplement for trace minerals and all these other things. So it's a combination, but grow as much food as you can. Let's continue with some more callers. Chris from Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
I was wondering if you might speak to how exactly the environmental movement, namely the production of ethanol corn or the switch over from food corn to energy corn, has basically proliferated the and accelerated the cause of the GMO foods in ways of.
Great question. No, I get it, man. Great question. I am absolutely incensed at the environmental movement for not speaking out more against GMO. The environmental movement has been hijacked by globalists. You know that. They're not really pro-environment. What they're all about is not really addressing the real threats to the environment, because I'm an environmentalist in a legitimate way. I don't want the environment to be polluted with genetic pollution through GMOs. All right, I don't want mercury in the environment from dentistry. You know how many tons of mercury are tossed down the drain at dental offices, or even when people die and they're cremated, how much mercury goes into the air because of their mercury fillings? I mean, those are real environmental issues. The loss of soils, the use of Roundup that sterilizes the soils, the loss of probiotics in the soils. These are real environmental issues, but the traditional, or let's say the status quo environmental movement does not address these things. Where is the denouncement of GMOs in the environmental movement? I got to say, right here on the air, on the record, until the environmental movement denounces GMOs, you're a fraud, okay? You're not for the environment unless you speak out against GMOs. GMOs are the greatest threat to our environment. It is a self-replicating pollution. That's worse than chemical pollution. That's worse than the oil spill in the Gulf. It is worse because it self-replicates. You want to be a real environmentalist? Get a line against GMOs. That's save the planet for human life. And, oh, man, I do get frustrated on that point. Let's go to the next call. But thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. Dan in Virginia. Dan, you're on the air. What's your question, sir? Real quick.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I'm a retired crop duster, and I used to use a chemical called Furadan. And
only got a few seconds.
Okay. When I was using this chemical, it's got a very pronounced smell to it. I opened a bottle of mucinex.
I'm sorry, man. I got to cut you. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Retransmission begins now. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.